From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The Republican and Democratic presidential candidates agreed on one thing today. The government's takeover of giant mortgage financiers Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac was something that had to be done given the circumstances. Speaking on the campaign trail in Missouri today, John McCain says he'll make sure the conservatorship does not turn into a one big piggy bank for Wall Street.
Today we're looking at costly government-led restructuring of our home loan agencies. We need to keep people in their homes, but we can't allow this to turn into a bailout of Wall Street speculators and irresponsible executives.
Barack Obama agrees the move was needed to stabilize the housing market, but says the government's outdated financial regulatory system did not help matters any. We get more from NPR's Debbie Elliott.
At a campaign stop in Flint, Michigan, Senator Obama said much of the housing crisis could have been prevented with proper regulation. He said he would strengthen federal oversight of the nation's financial system.
The basic principle is going to be that if you expect the federal government to step in and to provide support if something goes wrong, then you're going to have to follow by our rules. And you're not going to be able to just have a situation, which is what happened with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, where, heads I win, tails you lose, and you being the taxpayer.
Flanked by three GMC hybrid SUVs, Obama told a crowd that included laid-off auto workers that he would help the U.S. auto industry retool. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Flint, Michigan.
In the Haitian city of Gonaïves, residents have started returning to their homes, and a U.S. warship has arrived to help deliver relief supplies to the storm-ravaged city. NPR's Jason Beaubien has details.
Much of Gonaïves remains underwater, but the floodwaters have receded significantly since Sunday. The city of 300,000 people flooded twice in the last week, first from Tropical Storm Hanna and then from Hurricane Ike. The only access into Gonaïves right now is by helicopter or by boat. USS Kearsarge has 8 helicopters and 3 amphibious landing craft. Officials say the U.S. Navy vessel will be used to move tons of clean water, food, and relief equipment from the capital, Port-au-Prince, into Gonaïves. Thousands of people streamed back to their homes today, many pushing through waist-deep water, only to find their residence still flooded. With the city cut off by road from the rest of the country, prices of food and fuel on the street have been rising rapidly. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Gonaïves, Haiti.
Ike continues to swirl across the Caribbean. Forecasters now warn it could hit Louisiana or Texas sometime this weekend. The National Hurricane Center says the storm, now downgraded to a Category 1, is moving just off the coast of Cuba. It could pick up speed as it moves over the island. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials closed up 289 points to 11,510. The Nasdaq gained 13. This is NPR. President Bush plans to retain the current number of American troops in Iraq through the end of the year and proposes that 8,000 U.S. troops come home by February when he is out of office. The president says if security in Iraq keeps improving, additional reductions will be possible in the first half of next year. A group of liberal ministers in the Midwest has filed a complaint with the IRS asking it to stop some conservative pastors from preaching politics from the pulpit. The conservatives are hoping for a constitutional showdown with the IRS. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
On September 28th, some 40 conservative ministers are expected to deliver political sermons naming politicians by name. By doing this, they're risking their tax-exempt status, which bars nonprofit organizations from endorsing or condemning candidates in a political season. Eric Stanley is an attorney with the Alliance Defense Fund, which is organizing the so-called Pulpit Initiative. He told the Christian radio program Wall Builders Live that they invite an IRS investigation.
We want to file a federal lawsuit and tell the IRS and have a federal court tell the IRS that it's the pastor's job to determine the content of his sermon, not the IRS.
Critics say it's inappropriate for the ADF to encourage ministers to break the law. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
A former associate of lobbyist Jack Abramoff has been indicted by a federal grand jury. Abramoff last week was sentenced to 4 years in prison on corruption charges. Kevin Ring was a lobbyist in Abramoff's firm and before that worked for Republican Congressman John Doolittle of California. Doolittle is also being investigated. Roger Federer is once again the U.S. Open men's tennis champion. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.